I'm ready. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready. What about you guys up there?
This is a wedding podcast by Tree Studio,
where you can find your new weekly wedding insight.
Unsure about which venue is best for you?
Or are you choosing the right photographer?
Turn your dial up.
You're now listening to
Tree Studio Wedding Podcast.
So today we have invited Michael and Tegan to Tree Studio to share some wedding tips. So how are you, Michael and Tegan?
We're really good, thanks.
Cool. So let's get started with the questions. So for your wedding planning, what's really, do you think finding your like suppliers, do you think like they are equally important, or are there like top three suppliers that you are looking for?
I think number one for us was obviously the venue, and finding a place that was to both of our interests. So I really like the formal kind of settings. Tegan really likes the beautiful nature and outdoors, so we found a nice equal spot where it was nice and formal inside, but equally vibrant and beautiful on the outside, which helped us with our venue. And as for the others, we again talked a little bit about what we were interested in, and then made sure that we searched a combination of places so that we made an educated decision in terms of finding what we were after to suit both our interests. Tegan?
So in terms of the photographer and videographer, I think you guys were the first thing we booked after the Poets Lane. And we did that because you were one of their recommended suppliers as well on their list. So we knew that you guys had already filmed and taken photos there as well. And you had that sort of relaxed sort of candid and really in the moment type of photos, which is what we wanted. We didn't want anything that felt too staged, or we just wanted something that was quite cruisy. With the venue, that those two things sort of really came together. So venue was definitely the first thing, and then from that we then sort of thought, well, let's find a photographer, videographer that we know has worked there that has those same sort of interests as us.
And that way we were able to see some of your work that they had on display. And then we looked you up and we looked at reviews, and everything was positive. So that was, you know, not a hard decision in the end.
No, not at all.
And obviously a good price and very accommodating. So,
That's good.
Yeah. So, just for the like wedding receptions, so why do you think like did you like standing on somewhere that you like where you start looking at, or have you considered other areas like Yarra Valley or Mornington?
Well, we looked at so many different types of venues. We looked in the city, then we looked at one in suburbia, then we went to the Dandenongs, and in over a couple of weeks we went to all of them that had open days. So there was some that Poets Lane work with, so Tatra, Lyburn Falls, and all of those. So we over a couple of weeks we went and looked at all of them in the Dandenongs. But we knew we didn't want a suburban one at a few kind of hotels and things that they offered. That wasn't for us. We didn't want to do a church wedding per se. And the city one we looked at just didn't kind of have all the bits and pieces we were after in one. Whereas in the Dandenongs, it seemed to please all of our interests and needs.
And that you didn't have to actually go anywhere. That's what we liked. We could, like if you wanted to, you could get ready on site. We didn't, but that's because we live near the Dandenongs. But then the ceremony, reception, everything was there, and then we were able to stay overnight.
That was
a huge bonus
for
us.
Our family and our grandmas and things like that. You can have the option to stay on site and, you know, go to the room if they needed to, or and, you know, just make the most of the event, and then they could go up there, have a few drinks, didn't have to think about carpooling. We just wanted everyone to be comfortable and have a good night as well as us.
It's like all-in-one feature, and the convenience it provides to your like getting ready places.
It was super convenient. And I think after we did those couple of weeks in the city and the suburban one and stuff, once we went to the Dandenongs that following week, we knew that's where we wanted to get married, and it was just a matter of finding which one suited our guest numbers, because we had 152 guests. We needed somewhere that had that
capacity
as well, and the convenience and everything. So that was pretty much a no-brainer as soon as we got there, I think.
And they were really, really accommodating. They were very you know, listened to what we were after, very helpful.
Yeah, the managers there are really nice.
Oh, yeah, awesome. They were really good. They were really good. So, yeah, it made it very peaceful.
So, like, how many, do you guys still remember, like, how many receptions have you guys really visited?
I reckon we went to five.
Yeah, I would have said about five.
Five.
We would have visited five and probably spoken to another two.
Yeah.
So, about seven all up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we would have looked at a few online as well,
but
really, not to the point where it's worth visiting.
Yeah, five is a good number to make you not too tired.
No.
Focus on what you're after.
Yeah, because we knew what we wanted, and it doesn't take much to give you an indication online of that's not worth looking into. Five were worth visiting.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And it was enjoyable to do that. Like, that's all part of the wedding planning. It was fun to do that.
And we did, and we spent a bit of time there too. Like, we asked questions, we did tours.
You know, and then, like, in the Dandenongs, we went and got, like, a nice lunch afterwards as well. So, kind of scouted out the area in that way as well. So, it became, like, a fun thing to do. I think any more than that, we would have gone a bit crazy.
Yeah. And then the day after the wedding, we had about 30 to 40 guests. We all had a big brunch at a local place nearby afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
So, that was another benefit for the people staying. Then they were able to just come out for a big
brunch. Yeah, because Poisland has got, like, a couple of cottages for people to come.
Well, we stayed the whole, we booked out the entire of Poets Lane. So I think there's 60 rooms. Mm-hmm. So I think they were all booked out. And then there's like four cottages that we had those booked out as well. So
and some neighboring spaces.
Yeah, like others, Airbnbs and stuff they'd stayed at as well. So it was really handy.
Yeah.
So like, as there are so many like good receptions out there on the Dandenong Range. So apart from the accommodations they provide, what really like, is there anything else that make Poets Lane really pop out from other receptions in Dandenong?
I guess for us it was that they were quite flexible when it came to the actual reception itself. Mm. So we, for instance, on Fridays you could get it cheaper than a Saturday. Yeah, so just little options like that. But also we could do the general beer and wine package. But they also allowed you to bring up to one standard bottle of alcohol, spirit, per table for each guest as well, so per 10 people. So the fact that we're also able to do that, we didn't have to pay a crazy amount. What we actually did is when we, I went overseas a little bit beforehand, and then so I actually brought some bottles back duty free with my friends.
Duty free.
So things like that. So we didn't have to pay an arm and a leg to afford it, and that way we just waited and brought the spirit on a certain time, and we got the best of both worlds.
And it was a little surprise for our guests as well, because we didn't tell them. So they went into the wedding thinking beer, wine was what they were going to drink, which is still like great. Yeah. But then it was a nice little surprise that we could have that sort of as the dancing started. We brought the spirits out, which was that was a huge bonus for Poets Lane. But then also their capacity for the number of guests was the biggest selling point, because we did like Lyrebirds, but Lyrebird was way too small
up
for
to
us.
I think
And what did we, I think 152 people we had or something in the end.
Yeah.
And that was like, you didn't feel crowded or too squished or something. So I think that was another one of
them. And they were really good with the tables. We were able to move a few tables around, able to have one table with less and then one table with more, so we could make sure that people were on tables that they would get along with. Then they had a good dessert buffet, which is kind of one of their signature things that everyone enjoyed. So
That's good.
So for the wedding theme, so did you decide your wedding theme first, or you find your dream reception first and then decide your wedding theme?
Probably the theme came after. I think it was because we didn't really have to do a whole lot. Like, they supplied the flowers for the reception, so the only theme sort of thing that we needed to do was like what our bridal party was going to wear and what the bouquets and like the pinholes and stuff would look like. We didn't necessarily need to have a theme as such, as opposed to maybe some other venues that you bring in everything. It was already sort of done for us.
That's one of the reasons we chose it. We like the kind of the flowery floral.
It's already got lots of greenery.
Yeah, exactly. So we didn't have to really do too much and to have a theme.
And we just swapped the red carpet with a white carpet from the florist.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Which had a nice little touch on there as well. So just the little touch-ups. But we liked it for what it was, so it didn't have to change much.
Awesome. And next up, we're gonna talk about Tegan's wedding gown. So, for your wedding gown, so can you describe like what type of your dress?
So it was sort of like a low cut front with like a sort of deep V with sort of lots of bead work, and then a cut out back. So there were, the back was sort of down to my like sort of hips, and then a tulle skirt with like three layers. So there was like a champagne color under, and then the tulle over the top. So it gave it, it wasn't like a pure white dress, and it wasn't ivory either.
The champagne color is actually pretty popular for the 2020 wedding.
Yeah, it was beautiful because it gave that little bit of difference, but it was still very sort of elegant. And then it was then I had a like about a 2 meter train or something like that on it. So yeah,
so when you are looking for a dress, is there is that the only type of dress you are looking for?
No, that's not what I wanted at all. I had no, so everything that I had like on my Pinterest board or like screenshotted in my phone was very, it was so maybe like an off the shoulder with like lace, and then when I tried them on, because I'm so short, everything just looked like I just got sort of like lost in all the dresses because there was like too much material or too much going on. So it was, we ended up getting my dress from a shop in Oakley, and there was one on the rack that was similar to what I bought, but again there was too much going on with that. So this was a brand new dress to her store that she hadn't seen anyone try on yet, so she said to try it on, and then it was instant. Like we said yes instantly. So yeah, it was pretty special.
Price for you.
Yeah, it was amazing. So I didn't go with my bridesmaids or anything that day. It was just mum and I. We decided to go have a little girls' day out. So there was no pressure either, because when you're doing it with your bridesmaids, which I'd done a couple of times, there's so many people looking at you and it's a bit overwhelming. So it was actually quite special just to do it with mum. And just unexpected. Like it was just an off the whim thing we went to do. So yeah, it was.
So really, like, how many shops did you went and did you go?
I only went to three.
Three shops.
Yeah. And so I think probably I would say I tried on maybe, I would say maybe 10 to 15 dresses.
Yeah, because they got so many dressing sizes.
So the first appointment I think we had at a store in Moonee Ponds, I think you have an hour and you sort of try on like every 10 minutes is sort of how they space it out. So yeah, probably tried on five dresses there, and then a store near us in Pakenham, I tried on three dresses and I nearly bought one from there. But then I just had this like lingering thought, cause my friends had bought a dress from this store in Oakley. And then, yeah, so then we went there and I tried on probably, yeah, maybe three or four dresses there. So yeah, 10 to 15, I would say.
Yeah, I guess the tips here is don't rush.
Don't rush. Absolutely. And I took the time between each appointment. Like I didn't go weekend after weekend. Like I went and then I like played around on Instagram and Pinterest and stuff. And then I think I booked like maybe 3 or 4 weeks later to go to another one. And then, yeah, so I waited in between. Otherwise, I feel like you might be rushing your decision because you have time.
I think something to take away from that for you as well, just be open-minded, because she ended up with a dress she didn't even envision.
Like naturally I would never wear anything like that, really, would I? Like I wouldn't wear a low-cut top, really.
It was perfect.
But you never know, like, until you wear it.
And I would never have picked that off the shelf either. We just walked past and said, oh, that's a beautiful dress, and I was going to keep going. But then mum said, oh, if you think it's pretty, let's try it on. And then, it was perfect. Which is funny because it was the polar opposite to what I had. Even like when I asked Michael what he thinks I would be wearing, that's not what it was at all.
Yeah, so it's a good surprise. Well, I had no idea. I mean, I said I can only say what I can picture in my head, but I'd never seen her in a dress like that, so it was hard to say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was beautiful.
It is.
Sorry, I'm just going to bring it back to wedding photography once more because... But you guys have already elaborated so much, but so wedding photography. So when did you guys finish your planning your reception part? So when you guys are looking at wedding photography, so what did you guys really wanted from like looking for your wedding photography?
I think one thing I know Tegan really wanted is it to be really like light and illuminated images. Like some photographers we looked at are a little bit more dark and like the negatives. Whereas we'd seen in your work before, particularly at Poets Lane, like in front of the gazebo, there was that beautiful night one. So we knew you were capable of doing that, but equally capturing beautiful, bright, and again, candid images during the day. We felt that the whole time during the day. Nothing was forced. You gave us tips and ideas, but just kind of us let take a little bit of lead with it as well. And it just felt a bit more personable.
Yeah,
special.
Yeah, and I'd seen one photo taken where you're walking down the street in front of Poets Lane, and I wanted that photo. That was a non-negotiable. I had to have that photo. And I'd seen you do similar photos to that, so I knew that that was really possible as well. Whether it been that you had taken that first photo I'd seen, I have no idea, but I knew that you had taken sort of like walking shots in those kind of situations. So, and they're probably one of my sort of favorite groups of photos that you took that day. So I think everything that was sort of a must-have for our photos, we'd seen you guys do, whether it be not in the venue or similar, we knew that you could do it.
And it was the same with the videography as well, the range you guys do. So even just sitting in here when we spoke originally, just watching some of the videos that were playing of the work you've done, there was some really special and kind of intimate sounds and footage. And then there was some more lively for certain couples. So we knew that you had the capability to do such a broad range of different themes and styles. So we knew that you could do what we were after for that as well.
Yep. So when you guys find your photographers, are you using prefer to use Instagram or
maybe? So Michael is not on Instagram, much to my I just can't understand that at all. Yeah. So everything that we search was through Instagram, through me researching it and then shoving it in Michael's face and saying, look at this.
So that resulted in, we met with a few different
people and groups. I think Instagram for me was the biggest thing to look through.
Yeah.
And then, I have heaps of girlfriends that are getting married and I've been a bridesmaid a few times. So we'll tag each other in different ones that they've seen or different shots or whatever. And then when we said to a few of our friends that we were thinking of you guys, then they kept their eye out on your Instagram as well and would show us a photo and say, hey, did you see them shoot this photo or whatever? So I think for us, Instagram was probably the biggest biggest thing that we used to search most of our suppliers, I think. Yeah, particularly video and photographers, I think,
And then we just chose to meet with a couple that we thought would be the best option and then went from there.
Mm.
So have you ever considered freelancers, if you know what I mean, someone work on their own?
We did meet with one person.
Well, yeah, one photographer.
Would have done both.
Yeah.
Photography and videography herself. Yes. Yeah, we met with her. She was quite good in terms of meeting.
Yeah. There was I don't think there was a reason we didn't sort of follow through, but I think
you were just a little bit more comfortable knowing that there'd be another person.
Because she did both things at the same time. So she was both a videographer and a photographer. So she flicked between them. And her photos and videos were stunning and amazing. But I think you're right, Michael. I got a bit nervous.
What if she just missed that one photo?
Yeah.
Or missed the video because she said that the photos took priority, which is fine. But then Teague said, what if then they missed that?
Yeah, that's one actually very interesting.
Yeah.
I never heard of someone who can do both.
Yeah, she filmed and took photos for one of our friends' wedding, I think back in maybe 2 or 3 years ago now. And it was amazing, beautiful. And we had no idea that she'd done it all herself. And then, they told us. But I think for me, it was just a little bit of nervousness being if that one moment.
Because there are first cases that you can expect, but there are still some unexpected moments.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but then I think, for us, it was maybe just a bit more comforting knowing
that everything would be captured.
And there's quite a few of you and you've got a really big following. And I think that.
Apart from the fact that we are a studio, so is there something that make you guys really think it's better options, or if it's a studio based in
Well, that does, it definitely doesn't hurt. It's nice for things like this where you can come and sit down and go through it. And that's, I'm a real personable person. Like, Diggs goes to Instagram. I like to meet people and talk, and I get engaged through that.
Yeah.
So that did, definitely did help as well.
And I think it's nice having, like, your own little home here. So, like, when we met with a couple of them, like, it was just at a cafe or something, whereas this, we know we come to your studio. We know that we watch the big video on your big screen TV, and that was really special. So I think those things
or added touches
make it maybe suit us a little bit better, I think.
Awesome. So from your experience on your wedding day photography, is there like anything different from what you actually expected? Really,
I didn't think I would be so nervous. I was really nervous when you guys were there in the morning. Like, I couldn't open the wine bottle, and just like overthinking little things. I didn't think I would be so nervous.
There was actually a lot of things to be worried, like, am I running out of time?
So I think for the whole time, and for me, obviously, when we got married, it was the week of the horrible bushfires. I was really worried, well, what if, you know, we can't get nice photos because of all the smoke and things like that. So I was a bit worried about that.
It was so clear when we got that.
Yeah.
The higher we got, the better it was.
Yeah. I think, maybe just a bit of, I didn't think I would be as nervous and wanting to make sure all, like, the photos we wanted were taken and things like that.
For me, it was similar in the sense that I'm a very organized person. And if I'm not organizing, I just like to be told what to do. And you guys did that, but did it in a really nice, relaxed, calm manner. Like, you just turn your head this way, or here's some options that made it comfortable, but nicely guided. So it's really good.
So for the wedding videography, do you think it's something that, like, as important as photography, or it's like really a add-on option for you guys?
Well, I'll be honest, before all this happened, I didn't know that videography was a thing. When Tegan's like, now, when we looked originally and she saw on Instagram a photographer, I'm like, oh, that's done. She's like, no, we need to find a videographer. I'm like, what do you mean? What? So I didn't even know that, like, all these things existed. So
for me, it is equally as important. Like, that video highlight, that 5 or 6 minutes, is like, I'm watching that all the time. Like, I love watching that, and it's the perfect amount to, so you don't want every time someone comes over to sit there and watch the 2 hour long video. That 6 minutes is like perfect. It's the perfect way to, like,
to our colleagues and family,
and it's not too long, and like lots of people, like, I'm sure they're interested in watching your watching your video or looking at your photos, but that 6 minutes is just perfect. It's a perfect length of time, and it gives a real good indication of what the day was like and how it went and things. So I think for me, in like how we are now in our like sort of day and age, that I would say everyone needs to get a videographer. 100%. It's as equally as important.
Yeah, I'm converted.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, when you're looking at other people's wedding videos, you wouldn't feel the same way, but when you actually see your own wedding videos.
And we've showed everyone, like, my colleagues are pestering me to show them. So I showed them at lunchtime at work one day.
I've done the same.
Friends and our family, we posted the link to the video when you sent it to us. So a lot of obviously everyone's seen it.
So I would definitely say it's equally as important.
So back to the main topic. So was there anything that you have done to make your wedding day extra unique, just comparing to other people's wedding?
No, I don't think so.
I gave you some hint, maybe the socks.
The socks, maybe. That was a surprise.
I had made Michael socks to wear on the day with my face printed all over it. I wanted to do something that would maybe just like put a smile on his face in the morning if he was feeling a little bit anxious or like a little bit nervous, because leading up to the wedding, Michael was really wonderful and did a countdown of gifts to the wedding for me. So every 10 days, starting from 50 days, you know, he sent roses to my workplace and bought me, like, you know, some little things to celebrate counting down to the wedding. So I wanted to do something for Michael that he would never have known that he would, and being that he's always really well dressed and is really kept together and stuff, I thought it was a bit funny because he would never wear anything like that. Like, he just bought plain socks, you know, and I was like, no, you're not going to wear plain socks. Like, no way are you getting away with that. So,
everything.
Yeah, and it turned out to be really, really cool. So
and obviously the cars were good. And,
yeah.
And we decided to, I think it was your mum or dad's idea, decided to have our mums come in one of the classic cars as well. I have two brothers and Tegan has two brothers. So my two brothers walked my mum down the aisle. Her two brothers escorted her mother down the aisle just before Tegan came. And that was special. And a lot of people said, wow, that was a special touch.
Oh, yeah.
And then after the wedding, two of Tegan's really good friends that she wanted involved in the wedding somehow took charge of the flowers and the rose petals that were thrown around at the end and things like that. So just all those little
Now that I think about it, especially the mothers being walked down the aisle by our brothers, I think that was a really special thing and they really loved that idea.
And no one knew bar us. It was even the groomsmen were like, oh, that was a beautiful touch because the beautiful car arrived and everyone thought it might have been Tegan coming out of the bridesmaids, but then our brothers went up, collected them and escorted them down and sat them down back in the front row. And everyone thought that was really beautiful.
But having my two girlfriends help spread the petals out to the people in the guests, because they're my really two very, very good girlfriends. Mm. So that, we called them like our flower girls, even though they're 25-year-old women, so that was something that they could look forward to and they felt like they were a part of it.
Yeah.
As well, which was special. Yeah, I forgot about those little things actually now that you said it.
And the lunch the next day, just catching up with everyone the next day having brunch because it goes so quick and there's so many people you need to get around to. You don't get a chance. And by the time you do, you might be at the start of the night, you don't see them again. So to catch up with so many people the next day and just have a laugh and reminisce, it was another little touch. In the end it was quite a few little but effective things.
And we just made that announcement just before we ended the night. The MC got on the microphone and said, at 10 o'clock tomorrow we're meeting at Elevations in Emerald. Come if you want. If you can't come, the bride and groom aren't. Yeah. There's no hard feelings or anything, but it was a perfect way to, have a drink with everyone the next day and chat to those people that we didn't get a good chance to talk to.
And then they escorted us out by the sparklers.
Oh, yeah, doing the sparkler exit.
Carry Tegan to the room.
Awesome. And what about the groomsman gift? Was that kind of your idea?
I knew Tegan wanted to do a gift for the girls and I wanted to do something equally nice. And that was probably the biggest thing that stressed me.
It was, yeah.
What to get to get everything in a combination, I wanted to get a nice set of things, and they really liked that because they conveniently bought me that blue label Johnny Walker as a wedding gift on the day. So we were able to use those glasses with their names and titles sketched in there and all the other little bits and bobs and and got their socks made with their names on it. So that's why it was funny when Tegan got some made for me. So it was really good. They really enjoyed the gifts and we took them that day and they were able to have their spirits out of those drinks and all the other little bits and bobs they've used since too.
Yeah, awesome. So last questions, is there anything that you wish that you would have on your wedding day?
The only thing we literally said it was so good. We look back and say nothing went wrong.
Yeah.
Everyone we spoke to has nothing but positive things to say, even those that we've heard from secondhand. The only thing we say we wish we could have perhaps had more of, but we don't know how it would have worked at the reception, was more dancing time. But I think just the way it operates or runs there, there's just so many, there's speeches and there's cake cutting. We don't know how they would have fitted it in because then you'd have to take something away. Yeah. But we met at a club, so we like to dance.
Yeah.
That's just in our DNA. Mm. So that's the only thing we could think of that we wish we would have any different.
Because we're lucky that we did that because we paid for an extra hour.
Yeah.
So for the venue to close at 11 o'clock, because originally it was to close at 10. And if that had been the case, we would have been on the dance floor for all but 20 minutes. So we would have probably loved to have it finish at midnight. And then have had a really good solid hour of dancing with everyone, which is what our friends are all about. So that would definitely be.
Yeah, just having a bit more dancing time.
Yeah, that would be the one thing that we wished.
Perfect.
Yeah. I think you just have to go with the flow. Just don't overthink it, even though it's impossible not to do that. You just have to embrace every little moment. And then we took some time to go for a little walk by ourselves, and that was, I think, really important to do as well.
Yeah, Oh, yeah, I think your wedding day is pretty nice. So you're not like too stressed about time. That's really the most important, I think, for the bride and groom. Yeah, it's really not a worry about the time. Yeah.
No.
Just do it. Yeah.
And they were good with that. They let us start when we wanted to start. It wasn't like you had to start at this time.
Yeah.
We had some choice in that, which is equally good.
Awesome.
Mm.
And for the getting ready, like, would you ever think about like getting ready on site or on?
Well, we did originally as me and my mates, but for whatever reason, we just didn't, because I had my friends, we caught up and went to the local pub near my house the night before.
Oh, yeah.
And had a few drinks, had a feed and stuff like that. So that if we got it ready on site, we wouldn't perhaps been able to do that.
Yeah. And so, like, you got ready in our brand new house, do you know, so that's pretty special as well.
It's
so nice.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. And that's what you wanted as well. It'd be nice photos in the house.
Yeah, like that's a huge part of our life, you know, beautifully built brand new house. So that was special to have those photos in our house.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, the backdrop of your new house is better than the accommodation.
Yeah, because we had spoken to some photographers and they said, I think it was actually Will that said, it is quite dark in that
It's super
cabin.
Dark and the light is very yellowish.
You just don't know if it's going to be a dark day or sunny. Or... Yeah.
And then I got ready at my mum and dad's house, which is really special because I slept in the bed that I grew up in, and even just the convenience of, like, having everything available at mum and dad's house, you know, if we had a forgotten hairspray or I don't know anything,
and
like
just the support
having them there. And there, you know, my dad went to McDonald's in the morning and bought all us girls a coffee from McDonald's. Like, we wouldn't have been able to do that had we been somewhere else. And you know, my dad was adamant that he wanted to be there all day. Just, he wasn't getting ready with us, but it was special for him to like be in the other room and hear us all laughing and, you know, chatting, and he was able to get the cars ready and stuff. And then he could be there for that time and in the comfort of his own home as well. So I worried at the start, should we have got an Airbnb for the convenience, and you know, but we only lived, 30 minutes away. And it's a beautiful drive from my parents' house to Poets Lane as well. So I'm glad in the end.
And of course, because we use the classic cars, you wanted to get some use. If you just, otherwise you wouldn't have needed them or wouldn't have used them. So
Yeah, that's a good point. And that was something that Dad was really passionate about, is having his car and him being the one to drive us and not just drive us around the corner. Like, it was a beautiful 30-minute drive with Mum and Dad in the car and my uncle driving the boys and that. So, I'm really glad that we didn't stay elsewhere in the end.
And so Tegan and Michael, and today actually stopped by Tricilu to pick up their wedding album. So how did the wedding album go? So
beautiful,
amazing,
absolutely overwhelmed with just how, again, just bright and clear they are. Fantastic.
And I think the good thing is, like, when we spoke to Angela that time when she was helping us create it, I changed my mind last minute about one photo, and I just didn't like it, and it was absolutely not an issue to have that taken out and popped in with another one. And we've added more pages and more photos, and it's just phenomenal. I think, nothing could, like, we couldn't have wanted anything more. It's amazing. So
for the layout, did you guys choose like your preferred layout or?
No, I don't think so. I think Angela did that.
So you just discussion. Pick out, you just really pick out the ones.
Yeah,
really
the photos.
We saw some many samples. And we were happy with how that all looked and thought that would work equally well for us. Yeah.
And I think we knew in our mind, you guys have done the photo albums a million times. So despite whether it be a portrait or a landscape photo or whatever, you would know what goes where.
Yeah, we trust you with that.
Yeah, so we just had our total trust, and it's incredible. We can't wait to show our parents. We're going to go there on the way home and show them today. So, it's great.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Amazing.
Right, thank you, Mike and Tegan.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.